Well, how are you, sir?
Great.
This is very much an honor for me to talk to you, Johnny, so I appreciate your time today. I really do.
That's okay.
How was your 70th birthday? How'd you spend that recently?
Well, it was a lot of fun. We played B.B. King's.
Good, good.
Got a lot of guests sit in.
Do you feel 70, or, I mean, at this point? Or
no, I don't feel 70 at all.
Good.
I'm glad I don't.
Yeah, I imagine. I know you're from Beaumont, Texas. I'm going to take you back just a little bit, because obviously Janis Joplin was from there as well, Johnny. And
yeah, she was from Port Arthur, about 20 miles away from Beaumont.
Did you and your brother Edgar know her? Did you ever meet up with her early in your life or not?
Not early, no. I met her later on. I never even heard of her when we lived in Beaumont.
Interesting. Well, as you're now that you're just a bit older, what still drives you, Johnny, playing out there? What really makes it work every night for you, you think?
Well, I enjoy getting the good response from people. I enjoy making people feel good.
I imagine it doesn't take much, too. You're up there just going to town, and people are screaming and hollering right back at you.
Well, that's really great. That's the most fun for me, is watching people enjoy themselves.
And the blues has been a part of your heart and soul for years.
Yeah, since I was about 12.
Talk about that a little bit, how that all started for you.
Oh, I listened to Herbie's on the radio. I thought, this is great stuff. I got to learn how to do this. About the same time I started playing guitar, I was 12, started hearing blues on the radio.
How did your parents react to you picking up a guitar and playing? I know you're, I believe I saw an interview not long ago with you where you kind of talked about how your mom played the piano. Am I correct there?
Yeah, my father played sax and banjo. And
so when young Johnny jumps in and starts playing, it was kind of a jam session.
Oh, yeah, they were fine with it.
And your brother Edgar, then he joined in as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was playing about the same time I was.
Talk about your manager, Paul. I know he's done a lot for you. I know he's...
Oh, he really is.
He's kind of made you, I don't want to say famous again, but he's got people that maybe hadn't heard from you in a while. They're now hearing from you.
Yeah, that's true. He's done a great job.
How did you guys meet then? Was he in the band with you, or was it...
We were recording at the same studio. He was doing a record, and so was I. He came in, and we got to know each other.
And just kind of hit it off.
Yep.
Paul turned around and produced Johnny City Roots, which has got a ton of special guests on it. Let's do this one. Dust My Broom with Derek Trucks, Johnny Winter.
Whatever downtown man she be, I don't want no woman. Whatever downtown man she be, man, she's no good, don't it? They should lie her on the street. Oh no.
Johnny Winter is with me, and this Saturday he'll be with you at Club Fever in downtown South Bend. Make sure you grab tickets right now at morriscenter.org. Johnny, your latest project, Step Back, what's the status on that? Because you got a great list of artists with you, including Dr. John, Billy Gibbons, Joe Perry from Aerosmith, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. What's the status on that?
Yeah, it's all finished.
Can't wait to get a copy. Johnny, when will we see it in stores?
That should be out in April.
Okay, perfect. Johnny, with such a great lineup helping you out on Step Back, was there anybody you played with that you really were excited about or just cool to play with?
Well, I liked all of them. I wanted Eric on it. I wanted Clapton on it, and he did. He played on it, so I was very happy with that.
Johnny Winter is in town at Club Fever this coming Saturday night, and I don't want you to miss this show. Do me a favor. Get your tickets right away at morriscenter.org. So, Johnny, Step Back. You had all those guys with you playing. Is there anybody younger you played with so far you really enjoyed playing with as well?
Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes, they're really good younger guitar players.
Johnny, let me spin this in another direction. What about nowadays, some of the younger guitar players in their 20s or 30s? Anybody you want to play with now?
I don't know anybody in their 20s or 22.
All right, that's fair enough.
There might be some around, but if they are, I don't know who they are.
Okay, I got you. So, Johnny, in addition to Step Back, which is out next month, you said, there's a documentary that was filmed on you called Down and Dirty. What's the latest on that then? Because I saw the trailer, and it's absolutely excellent.
Yeah, it turned out real well. That should be out in another month.
Johnny, we've got you at Club Fever in downtown South Bend this coming Saturday night, and it hasn't been that long since we saw you last.
No, it hasn't been.
Looking forward to it, Johnny. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to see you.
Yep.
What can we expect, Johnny? If I've never seen you before, what's a Johnny Winter show like?
3/4 blues and a 1/4 rock.
Going to be a great night with you, Johnny, on stage, Club Fever, this coming Saturday night, March 15th. Johnny Winter, everybody. Johnny, thanks so much for spending some time with me today.
Sure. Well, thanks very much.
Okay, you bet. Take care, Johnny.
Bye. Bye-bye.